KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, it's mostly cloudy and 45 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, with a high around 66. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Topping the news, authorities said late Monday evening that an arrest had been made in connection with the fatal shooting incident that happened Monday morning in Shenandoah. 34-year-old Toby McCunn of Red Oak was taken into custody and held without bond on a Class A felony charge of murder in the first degree in the death of 33-year-old Joshua Lyle Jordan. An investigation and search for the suspect began after Shenandoah police received a 911 call at around 4:45 a.m. Monday with regard to a shooting that had just taken place at 901 Mantee Street in Shenandoah. Responding officers located a deceased white male inside the residence, later identified as Joshua Jordan. Witnesses who called 911 and reported the shooting identified Toby McCunn as the shooter. At around 2:07 p.m., McCunn was located inside a residence in Shenandoah and taken into custody without further incident. He was initially transported to the Shenandoah Medical Center to be treated for a leg injury and then taken to the Page County Jail. Authorities say an autopsy by the state medical examiner's office will be performed on Jordan at a later date. The investigation is ongoing and other information will be released until the forensic autopsy has been completed. Several agencies are currently working the investigation, including the Shenandoah Police Department, Page County Sheriff's Office, Page County Attorney's Office, Red Oak Police, Fremont County and Mills County Sheriff's Offices, the Iowa Department of Public Safety's Iowa State Patrol, and Iowa DCI. Red Oak police were called to a residence in the 2400 block of North 6th Street at around 1:40 a.m. today, following a report about a woman banging on another tenant's door. Soon after officers arrived, they arrested 49-year-old Kristen Marie Hughes of Red Oak for disorderly conduct. Hughes was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted at the scene. Police in Creston report the arrest on Monday morning of 29-year-old Trevor Jack Dylan Loudon of Creston. He was taken into custody for possession of paraphernalia and on two counts of possession of a controlled substance, third offense. Loudon was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And Monday afternoon, 41-year-old Tasha Suzanne Moore of Creston was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a charge of child endangerment. Moore was released on a $2,000 bond. Creston police say also that a woman in the 400 block of North Walnut Street reported Monday morning that sometime between 8 p.m. on Sunday and 7:30 a.m. Monday, the rear window of her vehicle had been broken out while it was parked on the street at her residence. The damage was estimated at $500. Officials of the Glenwood Municipal Utilities on Monday issued a boil order for the city of Pacific Junction and the 190th Street corridor. The order is in effect until further notice. Authorities said water is being restored for cleanup purposes and there is currently no sanitary sewer available. To prevent backup into your house, if you live in Pacific Junction, you should refrain from using your drains and toilets. GMU said they're working in conjunction with the city of Pacific Junction to restore sanitary sewer as soon as possible. If you have been without water, crews were working to restore the service, which is expected to occur daily in sections. For further details, you can call GMU or see the Mills County Emergency Management page on Facebook. And Governor Kim Reynolds has announced the names of members selected for the Flood Recovery Advisory Board. The board was created by executive order to help coordinate a comprehensive flood recovery and rebuilding effort. From Southwest Iowa, the board includes Larry Winham, president and CEO of the Glenwood State Bank, farmer Leo Edelman, and Rick Ally, director of the Mills County Economic Development Foundation. Ex officio members would include Lieutenant Governor Adam Gregg, Senator Charles Grassley, Senator Joni Ernst, and Congresswoman Cindy Axne. The governor said Monday that many brave and resilient Iowans and communities are just beginning the recovery process as a result of the historic flooding, and they're trusting us to deliver efficient and effective partnerships across federal, state, and local government levels. The seasoned individuals appointed to the advisory board understand the crucial nature of their responsibility, she said, and her expectations for success. And she said she's confident Iowa will rebound even stronger as a result of those combined efforts. In our funeral announcements, Shirley Warren, age 85, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Shirley Warren will be today at 10:30 at the Evangelical Free Church of Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Leora Torres, age 103, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Specialty Care. Funeral services for Leora Torres will be today at 11 o'clock at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca in charge of arrangements. Francis Frankie Nicholson, age 83, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Cass County Hospital. Graveside services for Frankie Nicholson will be at 2:30 p.m. today at the Voss Moore Cemetery in Papillion, Nebraska. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Jeffrey Stokes, age 63, of Harlan, died Sunday at Veterans Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jeffrey Otis Stokes will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Nancy Monk, age 78, of Exira, died Monday at the Exira Care Center. A Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Service for Nancy Monk will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Nicholas Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died January 23rd in Council Bluffs. A Mass of Christian Burial for Nicholas Gross will be held this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elnor Knaus, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died January 31st. A Memorial Mass for Elnor Knaus will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76, of Marnie, died April 7th. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be this Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Abby Ward, age 57, of Lewis, died April 17th in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Abby Ward will be held Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Paul Marshall, Jr., age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A Mass of Christian Burial for Paul Marshall, Jr. will be, is pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Philip Schaeberg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. Services for Philip Schaeberg are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Oakland. Your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marsha, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.